the University of New Hampshire out of Durham, the president, James or Jim Dean, and he's been on with us before, and I wanted to get an update not only on the university's budget request coming up, but really the outreach that has been happening between the president of UNH Durham and communities like Sanborn or the Sanborn Regional High School in Kingston. But President Dean joins us again. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of NH. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being on.
Well, you know, I was thinking before you came on, appreciate your time, that some past UNH presidents, we've had very fine folks there, but I don't remember as much a concerted effort to really connect with the communities of New Hampshire. So many communities look to our university system, but you're going out there and actually, you know, meeting in the communities and bringing kind of UNH or learning kind of a good synergistic relationship. How's that going?
Well, thanks for noticing. I think it's going really well. I mean, just in the last 24 hours, you mentioned Sanborn, so I visited Sanborn High School yesterday and saw the students who are renovating, of all things, a submarine to participate in submarine races. You may remember jokes of people in my generation about submarine races, but this is a real one that's going to take place in a couple of months, and UNH Marine Sciences and Ocean Sciences has been helping them. And then just this morning, I welcomed the Future Farmers of America from across New Hampshire, who are here to get some training and take some exams. So, yeah, we're trying to reach out as much as we can.
I want to get to the budget in a moment, but, you know, it's been a – help me here. How many years now have you been at the helm?
Almost five.
Wow. And I being a News Talk person, I presume you're staying and enjoying the mission still. Can we count on President Dean being there a while?
You can count on me being here for a while, yes.
What are the challenges right now? I know you have a budget request in, but what areas do you feel really good about? Of course, it's not, you know, Durham is our flagship, but we have our other state university locations as well as our community college system. But what is kind of the challenges that, you know, kind of keep you up at night, or the goals you have, or where do you think you're doing really well? Where do you think the university is thriving, and what are some of the challenges?
Well, I think one of the areas we're thriving is one that you've already talked about, which is I think that our connection with the state of New Hampshire is much better than it was just a few years ago. We've been working really closely with elected officials in Concord. We've done an awful lot with the business community. I'm on the executive board of the Business and Industry Association, and we've tried to work more closely with high schools as well. So those three big areas of New Hampshire, I think we've made a lot of progress over the last few years. We continue to struggle from a financial standpoint, as most universities do. We have, as you mentioned, a budget request in, and so far so good in terms of the response to that in Concord. We're facing a demographic decline. As you almost certainly know, there's just fewer young people, fewer 18-year-olds than there were a few years ago. But we've done reasonably well in terms of maintaining enrollment in the face of that. Also doing great in terms of growing graduate programs. Our law school is doing particularly well in growth. And also our research program is doing well. We're getting more federal funding for research nearly every year. So a lot to be proud of.
Now, I remember the past. How are you doing on the budget? I know that we've had a very interesting – we're in a budget year at the State House, as you know. We hear more about things like parental bill rights and abortion rights than we do the budget, which means the budget may or may not be a big deal before they put it to bed from a state point of view at the end of June. However, we had Senator Lou D'Alessandro on earlier, regular contributor. He sends his best, by the way.
And, thank you.
I was going to ask you if you're going to do a D'Alessandro Boulevard through campus and name it after the senator. But seriously, talk about the budget. Talk about the budget. New Hampshire's had a good a couple budget years, plenty of extra money returning to cities and towns, according to the governor. But how do you stand? Where are your challenges when it comes to the budget?
Well, we start from a position that our funding for the university system and all three universities in the system, Keene, Plymouth, and UNH, are all funded by what's called a block grant from the state. And unfortunately, our level of funding is below our level of funding in 2011, and that's not counting inflation. So we have less funding. We had $100 million in funding then. We have $88.5 million in funding now. There was a big cut in 2012, and we've slowly recovered, but we're not all the way back yet. We've asked for funding to get us over the two-year period, the biennium, up to about $104 million. The governor put, I think, $99.5 million in his budget. The House committee that's working on it, I believe, has put in about $101 or $102, something like that. And they're meeting, I think, literally today with the whole finance committee. So we're hoping to get back to the level of funding that we had more than 10 years ago. And I think because of some of the efforts that we've made, my fingers are crossed that we're going to have some success there.
You're listening to President James Dean, UNH President Durham. President, before we kind of let you go, and a couple of questions I had. The student body, how are we doing? What's the approximate mix of in-state, out-of-state in terms of your full-time student? I'm just curious how we're doing on the ratio.
It's about 50-50 in terms of undergraduates. We have slightly more out-of-state students than we have in-state students. When the state cut the university's budget about 10 years ago, we had a pretty significant decline in in-state students, and they've been coming back, but we're not all the way back yet in terms of having more in-state than out-of-state students. Having said that, we are the biggest importer of talent in New Hampshire, so all those out-of-state students, when they come here, we have a chance to keep them and have them take jobs in the New Hampshire economy, which mm-hmm. they wouldn't do otherwise. We found that particularly if we can connect them with internships, they're twice as likely to stay in New Hampshire. So part of the funding we're looking for is to basically work more closely with the business community to do internships and keep some of that great talent right here in New Hampshire.
And how are you doing on faculty and staff and retention, you know, on the staffing side? Do you feel good, or are there pockets that you're looking for people and people may not know there's job opportunities that might not be in the classroom but different roles there?
Well, I'm less concerned with our ability to hire faculty. We're doing very well there, although it's quite competitive, and we need to make sure we keep competitive wages and so on. The challenge is probably more on the staff side because we're more in competition with the private sector. And, you know, we operate dining halls, for example. We do facilities. We do a lot of things where we're competing for people with other people in the state. We've increased our wages quite a bit over the last few months to try and compete a little more effectively, and I think we're seeing some evidence of that. But, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, I'm on the board of the BIA. If you talk to any of the presidents and CEOs around New Hampshire, it's all the same thing. How do we get and keep good people, and we're no different.
You know, I don't have a specific issue or example, but I talk on the show a lot. You know, Governor DeSantis in Florida has made some news with, in Sarasota, that I don't know if it's called the private, or their state university system, trying to put more conservative educators on the board. He's made some national news with that. I'm sure you're familiar with that. But just in general terms, being president of a university these days, I have to imagine, and I'm being totally serious and respectful, it has to be quite a balancing act. We have such a divided society. Politics is still very divisive. We have a lot of emotional issues, a lot of cultural stuff going on. My kids went through the university system. I'm grateful they went through when they did. I just look at some of the things you must have to juggle, you know, between your community, your audiences, your students, parents, and teachers. Is it a part of the job, or do you just kind of navigate your goals and just let everything fall where it falls?
Well, I think your characterization is pretty good, actually. I mean, there's a lot of different constituencies, all of whom have different goals, and navigating all that is certainly one of the challenges of the job. But it's really, I mean, it's a privilege to serve. I mean, the university system of New Hampshire is really significant to the welfare of the citizens of New Hampshire, and to be able to serve as the leader of UNH and as the interim chancellor for the system, it is really an honor, and I just try to do my best to try and keep the institution moving forward. It's really a treasure. I mean, UNH has been around since 1866 and have done a lot of good, and it was fun to be with the Future Farmers this morning because it reminded me of our roots of the students coming from agricultural communities, which we still honor. So I'm happy to have the opportunity to serve, but, yeah, it's complicated.
President Dean, thanks so much for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of NH. Have a great week, and we'll get you back again soon.
All right. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it. Take care.